Good Monday morning. We're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Nick McNamara. I'll be here with you the whole hour. But there's also two other people in studio with me. So it's going to be a little different today. Typically, we would have Tim on the whole hour. And he's going to be here the whole hour. He's in studio right now. Hi, Tim.
Hi. Good morning.
Good
no
morning.
No offense, Tim.
No, it's totally fine.
Okay, thanks.
But we also have someone else in studio, a new face, a new voice. Brandon Peoples, our new news director, is in studio. Brandon.
Thank you, Nick. It's good to be here.
Welcome.
Yeah, appreciate it.
It's been we've kind of all been waiting around a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah, I had to get all moved up here from Emporia. So, that took a few weeks, and glad to be here, though.
Yeah, and I think I can speak for everyone here and say we're all glad you're here. So as you said, you were in Emporia. Tell us a little bit about what you were doing in Emporia. Where would you work before now K-Man?
I worked at KVOE in Emporia. It's a small radio station, kind of similar to what K-Man does down here, or up here. And I was the associate news director. I was temporary news director there last year after that news director went and worked at the school district. But gathered news, did a lot of interviews like this one we're about to do here this morning.
So you were kind of in a little bit of a position I'm in.
Yep.
Where you were kind of interim and waiting for the new guy to come in.
Yeah, kind of the hybrid sort of deal.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. And so what's a little bit more of your background in journalism? Did you attend university?
Yeah, I graduated. I got my broadcasting degree at University of Central Missouri in 2007. And then I've worked a few different places. I worked up in Nebraska, did a stint as a sports director in Broken Bow, Nebraska, a town of 3,500 people.
And Broken Bow.
Broken Bow.
Broken Bow, okay.
Yeah, it's right in the middle of the state. And did that for about 3 years, did sports director, and I kind of wanted to open up. And I was news director at KHAS in Hastings, and Hastings, Nebraska. And then we moved on to be closer to family. Our family is more in Kansas City, and so we wanted to be a little closer and came down to Emporia, and now we're here in Manhattan.
And would you say I'm not as familiar with the geography. Is it closer here to KC or Emporia?
Technically, Emporia is a little bit closer, depending on what part of the metro you're going to. We usually go to the south side of the Kansas City metro. So
maybe not a conducive move for being able to see family as quick, but...
Yeah, but it's interstate, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. All right. And what's your impression of the Manhattan community so far? You're just moving in. I mean, have you had much of experience with it prior to your move?
Not a lot. We made my first real visit to Manhattan earlier this year to do some shopping and just to kind of check out the town. Went to the dairy store at K-State.
Call Hall.
Yeah, Call Hall. Because when we lived in Nebraska, we went to a dairy store there and fell in love with it. And like, well, hey, let's take a day trip up to Manhattan and check that out. And we love ice cream. Me and my wife and our kids, so we're ice cream fanatics.
What was your which ice cream flavor did you like the best at Call Hall?
I don't remember what I got, but it was tasty.
And they also have a lot of other, you know, just general dairy assortments and meat and whatever you could really whatever you want there. To be honest, the K-State's ag department sort of really keeps that place afloat.
Yeah, I mean, I think we took home some cheese curds that day. Had a glass of milk. Can't go wrong at a dairy store.
Right. And so what are your hopes going forward here at Manhattan Broadcasting? Is there anything you want to revolutionize, or are you just kind of – what are your thoughts? Well, I'm kind of putting you on the spot there,
yeah,
I know.
Boy, I don't know. That's a lot of pressure. I hope I can serve the community well and be here for a long, long time.
I think you might be.
Yeah.
I think it'll work out. Fantastic. Well, you know, I think it might be a good time to just – get our toes wet and maybe take our first break, come back and get into some real serious discussions here with Dr. Tim Schaefer. So stay tuned for more In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.